us about the, when you were born in New Westminster, just as a little interest, Mrs. Godwin.
How do you mean?
Before the fire.
Oh, my poor father.
I just love that story.
Well, I was born just a month after the Westminster fire. And my dad, of course, was in business down on Columbia Street. And, of course, it was a terrific fire. As probably some of you have seen the pictures. I mean, it just raged along the waterfront and everything that went. And my father, of course, was very conscious that he had one child and another one coming into the world. And, of course, all the groceries, all the food stores went. Everything went down on Columbia Street. So we had chickens then. We lived on Queens Avenue then. And so my father thought that he'd better be sure that his family and the neighbors didn't starve until food was arranged. So he went out and killed every chicken in there that they had. I don't know how many, I've forgotten all about, but at any rate, he put them into barrels, and they were going to be safe there. Well, then, of course, the fire didn't come up. It stopped on Carnarvon. So in the excitement, I remember that Mother said that they didn't have a big house then, but they had quite a big, I suppose, a much bigger lot than they have today. And they got tents, and they had every inch of anybody's gardens taken up looking after families that had been burnt out. So I don't know how long it was afterwards, but at any rate, it was the most awful smell. And everybody in the neighborhood was wondering where this awful smell, and these chickens that my father had killed and forgotten about. Because help came from Vancouver, help came from everywhere, food from everywhere. So evidently the chickens weren't needed. But I remember my mother used to, and my poor dad, evidently in those days they had fly paper. This was something I remember my mother always getting and going into fits of laughter over. That dad had evidently come into the house for something, and he evidently sat down, and those sheets of fly paper, you people wouldn't know anything about them, but they're about the size of that, and they're all sticky.
Oh,
and these,
do
you
I
remember?
Yes.
Oh, and these flies used to go on them, and of course, once in a while, a child would put their hand or something. But my dad had evidently sat on this, so he was up bustling around in the back, you know, and helping out and everything with this fly paper sticking to it. And dad doesn't conscious of it, yes.
Well, I'm certainly enjoying hearing these stories. I'd like to know if there are any other people councilmen about the
center here. The old B.R. Hill, whose house was torn down, that was here, he had one of the, was built one of the first houses here, and his recreation or joy in life was acting. And he used to walk all the way into Westminster. They evidently had some kind of an amateur business there.
We acted with him.
Did you? Well, he used to go in and act and act there. And he had three boys. Now, Claude Hill, he's still alive, and he's about 86. He's living in Vancouver, and I think he's still all right here.
He is.
Yes, so, I mean, he would, yes, he would be a very interesting person. And then there's Frank Hill died. And Minard Hill owns Yellow Point, you know, over on the island, that summer resort that people come from all over creation to, over on Yellow Point on the island. He had put up this, evidently quite a, it is, it's a beautiful summer place.
Well, one of the very, very, very old houses is now, it's sort of still there, is on Royal Oak and Kingsway on the right-hand side, going this way at Royal Oak.
Royal Oak Apartments.
Yes.
It's coming down.
It's coming down.
It's coming down. It's
and
a roadhouse.
Was the first, that was the first house of Burnley. Is that
the Royal Oak Hotel? It's the Royal Oak Hotel, yeah.
Yes.
Royal Oak Apartments.
And then the other one that used to be a beautiful house is now the Royal, is the chapel, the funeral
home. Yes. Yes, that was built by Johnson, a man by the name of Johnson. And every room in that is paneled in a different wood. That was a beautiful place. Yes, not a large house, but
a
lovely house.
I mean,
yes.
At that time when it was done, it was...
Yes, all the rooms were paneled, like this room is done.
Mm. Oh. Mrs. Godwin, what happened to Sephardis? Did you disappear, or...?
Oh, they died. I mean, they were... Oh, I don't know. Mr. Sephardis was an old man when I was just a young girl. So, I mean, they, you know, he wasn't a young man when he built this place. He was much older, for instance, than my father.
I heard that somebody said that he built his house to please his wife. Something was going on. Are there any?
Well, actually, is this beastly thing on still? Well, I don't want to say things up now.
Cut it off.